You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is news team correspondent Andrew Rainey, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with a member of the timeship who will be coming through Western North Carolina, Asheville, the weekend of August 19th and 20th. So, Elena, thanks so much for joining me today. I wonder if I could have you introduce yourself.
Hey there, Andrew, and everyone else in Asheville. My name is Elena, and yes, I happen to drive a timeship, Timeship 39, and we'll be in Asheville coming up.
So the timeship number 39 is a pop-up museum from the future, a traveling museum with exhibits that are designed to spark ideas, conversation, and change. The advertisement says that we invite you on board to experience our curious collection of warnings and inspirations, past, present, and future. What could people expect to see if they want to come and see timeship number 39 in Asheville?
Absolutely. Well, you can expect to see a couple of silly time travelers, as well as exhibits on different, some of the better stories from 2018, as well as some of the darker stories. We have stories about change makers. We have stories about climate refugees in the United States. And you can be sure to find yourself in a good conversation if you're willing to have it.
So it's kind of a way for people of the year 2018 to ask collectively what we want the future to look like?
That is the goal. We want to talk about living on Earth with everyone who's living here, so that we can all make it better, because I think we think that there are a lot of issues that need to be addressed.
And Elena, what is a timeship?
So we come from the year 2113, right, which is about 95 years from today. And in our time, we acquire this technology called space-time dilation, which I found out that people in 2018 call time travel, which is a little simplistic if you ask me, but I'm also no expert on the technology. So a timeship is the vessel that will take you through space and time. So we took ours, timeship 39, to this year, 2018.
Okay, so what do you want to tell people from that future?
Right. Well, we come with a very important message, if you will. You know, we left our time because it was pretty terrible. And we figured since we have this technology available to us, we'd come back and try and change the future. So myself and my co-pilot, Emma, and our other co-pilot, Laura, were actually historians in our time. So we were studying and doing a lot of research, and specifically of this year, 2018, and we were excited and interested in specific stories. And so we gathered these stories and share them inside of our timeship, which we've transformed into a museum, which is what we have to share with the people of Asheville in the coming days.
You mentioned that things in the future don't look so hot. What does the future look like from your timeship perspective?
That's a great question. And I think generally we try and not answer that question super specifically, and it's not because we don't think it's important to share, but rather that we don't want it to be the main attraction, I guess, of what the future looks like, but rather we talk about how to change that and how many other futures are possible, some better and then obviously some worse than the one we come from. But we come with the belief that this is the perfect time to change the future.
So what have you learned about the year 2018?
Yeah, so much. Handshakes, for one, are something that don't exist in 95 years from today. Handshakes have been so wonderful to receive and to give. But beyond that, so we've been traveling for about 3 months through the U.S. and learned a lot about the different places here in the United States and many of the people from cities as well as more rural areas. I think that being in the United States, we've seen so much diversity among places, amongst rural and urban and west and east and center and all of these different places and people with very different political viewpoints and moral frameworks for their beliefs and outlooks on life. And I guess, like, you know, so many, if you know, we talk to these people and so many people have these wonderful things to say and to share and are passionate and proud. And I've learned so much from other people who have very different opinions than myself. And I love to blend them with my own and come to something better almost. So I guess, how could these conversations occur about how to make a better future? I would say having conversations with people with different opinions so that together we could come to a great solution to living on Earth for all of us.
Let's see. I noticed that your timeship number 39. Are there more than 39 timeships? And what are the other timeships
mysterious.
Doing?
Yes. Mysterious question. Well, so number 39 is the only one that reached 2018. There are 50 in total ever made. The rest, I mean, I'm guessing, I haven't been back there or I haven't been over there for 3 months, but I'm guessing that the other 49 timeships are still in the year 2113. There are great laws and regulations about space-time travel as it's very risky business, and so they're monitored very, very carefully.
And so currently you're on tour around the United States. Where else have you gone through?
The list has been growing. We started in Louisiana, where we touched down. We headed all the way west to New Mexico, then all the way north to Wyoming, all the way east to Michigan, and soon enough we'll be down in North Carolina, currently in Maryland.
I see that that timeships are in some sort of cooperation with something called the Delta Collaborative. Could you tell us what the Delta Collaborative is?
Yeah, so the Delta Collaborative is our organization that we formed to talk about environmental issues amongst Americans, and especially in places where the environment isn't talked about as much, believing that the environmental movement has largely been unappealing to large groups of people in the United States, when it doesn't have to be. And in fact, the environmental movement could benefit greatly from having the participation of many more Americans.
And so if people are interested in seeing the timeship in Asheville, where could they find you all pass through?
Yeah, so we will be popping up. We're a pop-up museum, helped by the fact that we are mobile. So we usually will pop up in the evenings from more or less 8 in the evening until 10 in the evening, more or less. And we disclose our location on our Facebook site, which can be found at Delta Collaborative. We usually disclose it day of.
Okay, so do you have dates that people should start to look at the Delta Collaborative website in order to
yes.
check when you come in?
Yes, those dates are the 19th and the 20th of August. That's this Saturday and Sunday, the 19th and the 20th.
So to check out a conversation about environmental issues from the context of the future, the timeship number 39 will be coming to Asheville on the 19th and 20th from 8 to 10-ish to be determined that day whereabouts in Asheville.
Yes.
Well, great. I wonder, is there any other information you would like listeners to know about your timeship or about Delta Collab?
I love to leave a little bit of mystery to this. I would just like to say, come one, come all. This is a museum and a timeship for everyone in America to experience and share.
And again, some contact points for people to learn more about the timeship or the organization?
Absolutely. So you can find us at Delta Collaborative on Facebook. You can find us on our website at deltacollab.org. That's spelled DELTACOLLAB.org. And you can also, if this is something you do, which is something I've had to learn a lot about being in 2018, the Instagram, which we are found at timeship_39. We're there too.
Well, good luck traveling through space and time, and we look forward to hearing more about the future when you come into Asheville in the near future.
Thank you so much, Andrew, and I hope to see a lot of new Ashevillians out there in the future.
In the future, everyone will have the same haircut and the same clothes. In the future, everyone will be very fat from the starchy diet. In the future, everyone will be very thin from not having enough to eat. In the future, future, everyone but the wealthy will be very happy. In the future, everyone but the wealthy will be very filthy. In the future, everyone but the wealthy will be very healthy.